It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Matt Bowen.
Two throws. This one aired out for Galloway. And with contact, it's picked off. Intercepted by Matt Bowen.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
The ball came out. Right now they're calling fumble. Matt Bowen knocked it out.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
We talked about it last week a little bit, Lawrence. You know, Dan was on vacation and all that. But when you were there last week working, we talked about how...
I had to throw that in there.
Fight me, Bowen.
Defensive back coach for IC Catholic football.
One of the greatest things and the most rewarding things about being a high school coach is to see the impact it can have on your student athletes.
Matt Bowen with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let Matt Bowen talk. Shut up.
Matt Bowen, seven-year NFL vet, is with us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com, at Matt Bowen 41. Twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Here we go, man. Here we go. I know your football and your working in football has started a while ago, but the big expensive boys get going tonight. And I'm just, what does it feel like? What does it feel like for a player after training camp to be ready to go for something that finally matters?
Well, I think it depends on how long you've been in the league, right? When you're a rookie, you don't even really know yet, Dan, what it feels like. You have to experience that game speed in a regular season. But for a veteran player, this is why you go through training camp. Now, obviously, training camp has changed compared to when I played, but this is why you go through training camp to get to these moments, especially if you're a team like Kansas City and Baltimore tonight, the national standalone game. You know that your peers are going to be watching. Everyone in the league is going to be watching this game as well. And there's a lot of things you still really don't know about your football team, even Kansas City. You know, a team won the Super Bowl last year. You're a new team. You lose people in free agency. You have new additions to the draft. You don't really know what you totally have as a football team until you get on the field tonight.
So everyone's super excited about the season, but Bears fans are through the moon when you're talking about, like, Caleb Williams and him getting his first real opportunity to play. So what are you looking for when it comes to – how he handles all of it and just settles in to play football?
The first thing, Lawrence, is protect the football. I know that sounds basic, but rookie quarterback in his first game, this isn't preseason football, this isn't Pac-12 football anymore. Can he protect the football in critical game situations? Third down, backed up inside the red zone. That's going to win or lose this game on Sunday. And that's the first thing you're looking at. You can use the term manage the game, and that's fine. But for me, the first thing is, can you manage the game and protect the football and give the Bears a chance to win? Then you get into all the other things that make him unique in terms of his talent level, right? In terms of his second reaction ability, his arm talent, his mobility, all the things we want to see on Sunday. We saw flashes of it in the preseason. But the first thing is to manage that offense, protect the football, and put them in positive positions where Shane Waldron can now dial up plays to get the ball in the end zone.
We were just talking to Dave McGinnis about how to coach against a quarterback who can throw it anywhere from anywhere. That there's no throw he can't make, no matter what his body position is, running forward, running backward, sideways, leaning in any direction.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say disrupt him and make him uncomfortable early, what would be a way to do that when you know you could also be putting yourself in danger?
Well, it's a great point, because with young quarterbacks, you usually say, well, if the right-handed quarterback, let's make them go to their left, right? Let's blitz them from the boundary. Let's blitz them from the field. Let's force them to go to their left when they're not as accurate. They don't throw with as much location. Well, Caleb does that, right? To your point, Dan, he does that. Doesn't matter what platform he is. He can be rolling to his left, rolling to his right. Feet could be still moving on the throw. He's a very accurate throw on the move. So for me, if I'm the Tennessee Titans, I'm going to force him to throw from the pocket. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want him to escape. I'm going to have my edges rush up the field and stop almost like contain look. I'm going to pressure from inside A and B gap. I want him to stand in the pocket and throw the ball down the field. Throw it into tight windows. Throw it into late coverage rotation. I want to see him do that on Sunday because I know when he gets outside the pocket, then he becomes that natural creator with the football. Now I'm in trouble as a defense.
When you're talking to DBs in a situation like that, what's the teaching rules that go into place with a player like Caleb for the back four of Tennessee? Mm-hmm.
You have to cover longer, right? You're going to have to plaster. Use the term plaster. What that means is think of a matchup zone in basketball, right? So when the play breaks down, the quarterback extends and escapes and gets outside the pocket. Now you have to match up down the field. Even if you're playing quarters or cover two, it does not matter. You have to find the nearest wide receiver in the zone and match him. And you don't know where he's going to go because now it's a scramble drill, right? And they have rules on scramble drills. Usually short routes convert vertical and opposite for vertical routes that come back downhill. But you're going to have to plaster, you're going to have to cover longer and know that even if you have tight coverage, he's got a very aggressive throwing mentality. He's still going to push the ball down the field.
I want to talk about that specifically with one of the new additions to the Bears, Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. We've heard about him being a technician post-snap, and what he does is he's reading defenses as the play is going on. When you watch tape on Keenan Allen, what's made him so good at being a quarterback's best friend and his post-snap adjustments?
Lawrence, I use the term coverage awareness. And what I mean by that with the wide receivers, to your point, if they spin from single high to two high, if they show man, they drop to zone, being able to understand where the windows are, where the voids are in zone coverage, that I can sit a route down and find open grass based on defender's leverage, based on the drop of the linebacker, based on game situation. Keenan Allen for the Bears should be a top target for Caleb Williams all season on third downs, right? Third and 7-10, that's where I expect the football to go because he has that coverage awareness to find open spots in the field. And against man coverage, he understands how to set up man coverage, understands where the help is for man coverage, and again, can find those open voids or open areas to sit down and make himself available to the quarterback. That's what I'm really getting at. You have to have someone that is an outlet, that they can also make themselves available consistently, especially for a young quarterback in those critical game situations. For me, with Keenan Allen, that has to be third down.
How long does it take someone to understand that part of it? Because I don't want to say that he's alone. There are a lot of really good receivers who get it. Travis Kelce, as a receiver who is named a tight end, I think probably does it the best with his connection with Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But I think Keenan Allen's very high on a list. And so how does a receiver figure out that's a way that not only can I make a lot of money, but I can help us win games if I don't just always stay with what the playbook is and I figure out what defenses are doing?
It also helps you play longer in the league, right? When your skill set starts to decline, which happens to every older player, do you have something extra to add? And to me, that's the coverage awareness, also just basic instincts, right? High-level instincts, high-level football intelligence, understanding how to get loose to the quarterback. We're going to see another one on Sunday in DeAndre Hopkins, right? DeAndre Hopkins is not as explosive as he used to be, but DeAndre Hopkins can still uncover and still get open. There's so much value in that. And we've talked about this before. We go through the draft process, and we focus so much on traits, and I understand that. But eventually you have to play this game, and at the wide receiver position, eventually you have to get open. That's the name of the game. Can you consistently get open and uncover? And I think, to your point, Lawrence, that's developed over time. You have to have those instincts. Those some things you just can't teach from a coaching perspective, but it's developed over time with reps and also with chemistry with a young quarterback. So it might not be there right away with Caleb Williams, but I expect over the course of the first month of the season that is developed.
Can you explain why the Bears have under-prioritized the three technique at this point, where believing in Jervon Dexter is great, mm-hmm. but a lot of that is kind of wish-casting, and sure. and if you start looking at the range of likelihoods for his improvement, you got to go with realism, and sometimes you want to throw money at realism, because you're safer that way if you think you're going to be good, and especially when the Bears' first big, splashy free agent signing of the Poles era was Larry Ogunjobi.
Right.
And it backfired, yeah. but they explained mm-hmm. they needed an anchor at the most important spot in this defense. And then it's kind of been an afterthought. I don't get it.
No, I agree with you, especially if you're going to play heavy cover two and have six or seven in the front. That three technique is a vital position to your defense. But maybe that is, they believe, to your point, Dan, very highly in Dexter. But I also say this, look where the money went. Right now, the money is going on the perimeter. Jalen Johnson getting a new contract. I think if you talk to people in the league right now, regardless of your defensive scheme, whether you're man heavy or zone heavy, it's you have to have impact players in the perimeter, meaning the cornerback position. I think the cornerback position right now is the most impactful position on the defensive football team because of what we see from offense, because it's such an explosive play passing league, is that a lot of the money and a lot of focus is going on the perimeter. You're seeing it with a lot of teams right now because I think they believe that that cornerback, if you don't have a top-tier cornerback, and the Bears believe Jalen Johnson is a top-tier player, to match in coverage against an opposing number one, then you can be in serious trouble.
I watched a ton of Will Levis in college. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch a ton of him last year at Tennessee. What's the scouting report, and has there been growth from the player that left Kentucky to the player that's playing at Tennessee?
I think there's growth, but there's a lot more in terms of development there, Lawrence. Again, we talk about traits, the arm talent, the mobility, can attack all three levels in the pass game, can get outside of trouble. Again, a very aggressive throwing mentality. He wants to push the ball vertically down the field. I think part of his development is protecting the football, being able to take the throws that are available consistently when they are offered. I mean, look, Tennessee did some stuff this offseason to add talent around them. They went out and got Calvin Ridley. You know, that's a true number one for them. They got Tyler Boyd out of Cincinnati. He was a very quality pro football player that can play in the slot and move the sticks on third downs. They got two pass-catching running backs in Pollard and Spears now, right? So they've added some impact players around him. And also a new offensive structure with the new head coach under Brian Callahan. I think they're going to be more 11 personnel heavy. That's three wide receiver sets. And I think they're going to be more pass heavy this year. So to get to where he needs to be, I guess what I'm saying is, can he be a consistent three-level thrower? We know he has the arm talent to attack vertically, but can he be a consistent three-level thrower? And I think they've added the pieces to make that happen.
What does Caleb Williams's talent, specifically everything we've talked about, vision, mm-hmm. feet, awareness, platform change, and more than platform change, arm angle change. Mm-hmm. What does it do for the screen game?
A lot, right? It does a lot because you mentioned arm angles. He can throw around defenders that are moving upfield. That's the number one thing, being able to complete a screen pass. And look, in practice, it's easy. It's easy in our high school practices. The running back is wide open every time. Okay, but it's not going to be that way. One, the ability to extend outside on a screen and create a positive throwing angle. To be able to throw when your feet aren't set on the screen game. And I like that you brought that up, Dan, because we talked about this last year, how the Bears running backs weren't utilized enough in the pass game. But when you sign DeAndre Swift, that tells me that the running backs are going to have a much larger impact this year as receivers. And that's what DeAndre Swift can do for you, not only in the screen game, but just backfield releases. Again, creating underneath throws for a young quarterback, high percentage throws that are catch and run opportunities.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I'm also looking forward to seeing Rome Odunze mm-hmm. and seeing what he does. And how he's used, because I imagine that the Bears will be in a lot of 11 personnel too. Mm-hmm. It should lead to some opportunities for Rome in this game, even with Snead out there picking his poison between Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Right. And for me, Odunze is your boundary X. You know, when you got trips to the field, to your point, Lawrence, 11 personnel, right? Three wide receivers in the field. You got trips to the field, counting the tight end. Odunze is your backside X. And that's isolation throws. especially when you're in the high red zone area of the field, that's where I think they'll take their shots to the end zone. And that's the player I would use. You know, he can make plays on 50-50 throws. He can climb the ladder. He can play above the rim. He's very good at the catch point. And those are the plays they're going to have to make this week against Tennessee when they have those one-on-one opportunities. And that's where I would really utilize him. And I think it'd be a progression for him. You know, you're playing behind two proven veteran wide receivers. So he might not get the same type of target volume. But when he gets those opportunities, I think they're going to be in critical game moments, especially trying to put the ball in the end zone.
How would you suggest to Caleb, if you're Shane Waldron, now he's got a lot of weapons. He's got DeAndre Swift. Cole Kmet's a top seven or top five tight end in the league. You've got Rome. You've got Keenan Allen. You've got DJ Moore. How would you suggest that Caleb keep all of that in mind and keep everyone happy?
Play the game like a point guard. You know, be a natural ball distributor. That's how I see it. One, hit the scheme throws that are there, whether it's off play action or the quick game underneath. The ball is supposed to go, get it out on time, especially be on time this weekend, but take the throws that are there. And then when you get outside of structure, that's where you can be more selective, you know, based on who the matchup you like, the level of the throw you're going to make. But I think you got to play it like a point guard because you have so many options now. This is a much different Bears offense than we've seen in a long time in terms of skill, talent, and especially in the receiving game. So I would teach him to play it like a point guard. And that's the best way I can say it.
A point guard who can also shoot a logo three.
Yes he can.
Yeah, that's the difference. I don't want to be, you know, use point guard pejoratively.
Well, we can when, Steph Curry.
Yeah, when the point guard could look left, right, and be like, nah, I'm jacking it, you know?
Well, I think you're going to see some of that. I mean, because of his mentality as a thrower, I think he will take shots down the field. And that's part of his game, Dan. You want him to do that. When you have the matchup, take the shot. You know, let's see the Bears get up in the top 10 of explosive plays in the pass game this year. They have the ability to do that. That's been missing for so long. If you're an explosive play offense with the defense they have and the special teams they have, now you're talking about a really, really good football team that's hard to beat every week.
I love the addition of Byard, and I know that you know that position really well. What does he add to this defense?
Versatility for one. You know, he can play from depth. He can cover down versus tight ends, matchup, cover down the slot at times. He will tackle in the run game. He can pressure. He can be disruptive. You know, that's what you want with your safeties in today's NFL. You want the versatility where you can disguise coverages. You can spin late. You can change the picture post-snap for the quarterback. You have to have guys that can play from depth and also play underneath. Byer can do that for you. He's got the ball skills. He's got the playmaking traits. He's done that his entire career, is take the football away and show up in critical moments. And he's also a veteran player and a veteran communicator. That's not discussed enough. It really isn't. And I'm guilty of it too because we focus so much on traits and skills. But if you don't have a communicator in the secondary, a veteran communicator, and look, you just lost Eddie Jackson. We know Eddie Jackson wasn't the same player in terms of his skill set last year than earlier in his career. But you need a veteran communicator back there that can get people lined up, that can calm people down, that can make the checks pre-snap, and understand where the ball is going post-snap. And that's what Kevin Byard brings.
Are you watching St. Ignatius tape right now?
Yes, we got them next week. Next week, we'll be down in the city next Friday night against St. Ignatius. And they are a really good football team. Really good football team that still runs the Vera. They run it better than anyone I've ever seen.
Their field that they got down there, too, is really – their practice stuff. And
it's amazing.
It's really beautiful. It's got the skyline view. I might have to rejoin the sidelines for IC Catholic the next weekend.
We'd love to have you down, Lawrence. You know that. We'd love to have you over.
All right, let me ask you one last question. It has to do with your Iowa Hawkeye punter in Torrey Taylor. And I know on Hard Knocks they showed him practicing holding.
Mm-hmm.
He's never done it before.
Right.
How can it still be in the NFL? It's just holding. Any, you know, you're a punter. You be the holder. It doesn't have to be the punter holding.
It does not, but it has to be right. And there's so many things that go into holding. Obviously, we don't focus on that. You know, the speed of getting the ball on the ground, the angle of the ball, where your hand is, where the kicker wants it. There's so much that goes into it. If you talk to a scout, they can talk to you for 25 minutes about holding.
Yeah, that's
right. They really can't.
Yeah, I would not suggest that. If you run into a scout in the airport, don't spend 25 minutes talking about holding.
I would. I find this stuff fascinating. Look, man, I used to be on the beat covering Brad Maynard.
Oh, I knew.
Watching Brad Maynard catch the ball with his eyes closed.
Magician.
Put the ball down with one hand.
He's a magician.
Like,
yeah.
the guys that are really great at it, when you get a chance to watch them, they make a difference. They can absolutely, in that part of it where you don't have your regular long snapper either, like that's something to pay attention to inside the game.
Also, if there's a poor snap,
that's
on the holder to make it right. Sorry, it is. And especially if you're trying to win a football game, it's a poor snap. If it's high, if it's low, you got to get the ball down and get the mechanics right so it matches up with the kicker. You're not going to make the field goal. You're not going to win the football game. So there's a lot that goes into it. But yeah, Torrey Taylor, that helps the Bears special teams. Well, you're going to see it on Sunday. This is a football team that I know the excitement around it. I know the hype around it. I can't wait to watch them play on Sunday. I know it's just one football game, but it's a good football game. This is the last thing I'll say. Denard Wilson is a new Titans defense coordinator. He was my teammate in Washington. He is a brilliant football mind, and he's coming from Baltimore. So you kind of know what you're going to get, but you kind of don't. But I do think this. I think this would be a very challenging game from Caleb Williams from a schematic perspective. So he's going to see a lot of new things from Denard's defense this weekend.
Like
I think that, I think you're going to see a lot of simulated pressures where you don't know where the fourth rusher is coming from. It could be a corner, it could be a linebacker, it could be a safety. And what are they spinning to? Are they spinning a single high? Are they getting to cover two? Are they playing a trap coverage? A lot of different things that he's going to have to identify very quickly. And that's the test for him this weekend. That's the test for him against Denard Wilson, because I think he's an excellent coach. I think eventually he's going to be a head coach in this league.
Matt, as always, we appreciate you. Way to kick us off this season. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That is Matt Bowen. He will be joining us as part of our regular football coverage. More on the Bears.
Wait. Before you take us to break, Dan, are you noticing a theme from all of our friends that played NFL football?
Well, we have heard from Sean King. We have heard from now Matt Bowen, Alex Brown. All saying similar things. Keep Caleb Williams in the pocket and make him prove himself from there.
But you know what I wrote down while Matt was saying that? If he's just even decent in the pocket, when you add the other stuff.
Well, if NFL teams can be like, yeah, that plan of keeping him in the pocket isn't working. Now what?
Right.
Yep.
That's what it could be. But all of the players are telling you that that's what they're expecting. Whether it's Sean or Nate Tice,
yes. Yes
or
yes.
Matt Bowen, that's what they're expecting to see.
Consistent theme, make him prove it from there first.
Yep. All right, now you were saying.
I was saying.
We're going to talk about Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb had stuff to say. Flus had stuff to say about Caleb, and Keenan Allen did as well as the Bears continue their preparations for the Tennessee Titans. We've got you covered. Bernstein and Holmes on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I want him to lean on the talent around him. And then when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him, that's when you do the special. And balancing that. And then sometimes it's going to get out of whack one way or the other, but always come back to that. It's kind of like that neutral place where
when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
That was Ryan Poles talking about his expectations for how Caleb Williams can begin to ingratiate himself into the NFL. Makes a whole lot of sense, but I'm greedy. I want him to know everything he's got around him and say, okay, I'll lean on him when I want to.
I think that you're looking at it the wrong way.
All right.
I think that when you hear Ryan Poles talking about that, and we'll hear Matt Eberflus talk about it in a little bit, I think what they're trying to do is you don't have to do it by yourself.
I know. What if I want to?
It might not be the best way to go about winning football games in the NFL.
Yeah, have you never seen anything like me before?
Considering last year proved that it wasn't a great way for them to do things at USC.
Well.
So, you've got guys. Like, this isn't the situation that Justin Fields found himself in early on, and it's not with Mitch Trubisky. Like, there are dudes out there. And they have a lot of experience.
And I understand Ryan Poles needs to say, he put the roster together. He spent a lot of money.
He did.
He spent a lot of money to put this roster together. And Caleb may say, thank you. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate it. But let me cook.
Well, why don't we hear what his coach has to say about the idea of Caleb leaning on his teammates?
It's exciting. It really is. I'm excited to see him, and I'm excited to lean on his teammates. You know, lean in and lean on his teammates, because that's what you have to do as a quarterback. He's got guys around him that have played a lot of years, and again, he's a rookie, so he's just been leaning on those guys and getting the ball to those guys and let them do their work. We have to do a good job of protecting him, but he's just leaning in and leaning on his teammates.
Well. It sounds to me like Caleb Williams, when you hear him, is very much on message.
I've said this since I've come here. We got a top five defense. We just drafted a punter in the fourth round, I believe. We got Cairo, Cairo's Mr. Santos. We have this, like I said, this amazing defense. We got special guys, a wide receiver. We got a special running back. Our offensive line. I believe in our run game has been like top five in the past 2 or 3 years. It's what I said, when I was first drafted or around that time of, I'm going to do whatever I need to do, for my team to win. That's like I spoke about earlier, handing the ball off, leaning on my guys. If that's dropping back, throwing the ball 30 times, that's doing that. It's leaning on my talent. I'm not trying to do anything special. And then, when those moments happen, when those moments come up, third downs, into games and things like that. Obviously, there's some routine plays, but a lot of times those moments are times where, it's time to be special. Understanding the leaning on your guys and also understanding the right situation to go and, do special things on the field. There's a certain balance that you have to find. And, we've been working our tail off. I've been working my tail off to try and find it. It's been great. It's been fun.
I have, the more I've been thinking about it, and I think a lot about the Aaron Rodgers comps, and when I watch Caleb Williams and watch the ball come out of his hand, I think about Aaron Rodgers. But you know what else I think of? Creating and recognizing the free play. Of not just, recognition is important, and that awareness is important. When it's noisy and the wind is blowing and just knowing it and being and understanding, but it's also using your cadence. And we know he's behind on that.
Right, and we have that's the scale.
That's going to take time.
Scale from zero to Aaron Rodgers on effectively using your cadence as a weapon.
But when it comes to these moments to be special, that is a do whatever you got to do, young man. Like off schedule, you got a freebie, then go crazy. Go ahead. And it's the more of those you can get, the more of those. It's like someone hands you a free spin of the Wheel of Fortune. You walk into a casino.
Wheel of Fortune. It's
like, here you go. Here's your little free drink or your free spin or your free this. Those adding up over the course of a season, the number of times you can say, hell yeah, I'll take a shot. He's down there somewhere. Rome's down there somewhere. Keenan Allen's down there somewhere.
Ah, speaking of Keenan Allen, he spoke on this subject too.
Winning at the end of the day, and you know, no matter who the quarterback is, you want to win. And you know, I wouldn't rather be with another guy right now than Caleb. You know, I think he showed great. I don't know what's it called. He's gotten better ever since we've started, and you know, I think the confidence is through the roof.
Keenan, what have you seen specifically with his work ethic behind the scenes over the months that you've been here? What kind of worker has he been?
Yeah, I think he's been great. Like I said, he's gotten better, you know, ever since OTAs when we first started. And, you know, just seeing him just kind of get the terminology, the huddle calls, how to change the plays and everything. I think he's did a great job.
You've been around young quarterbacks like Justin, obviously. How is this different? Both really high picks. Obviously, he's the first overall pick.
Yeah.
Like what? How is Caleb special?
His confidence. You know, he's always been the guy. You know, and when we first had Herbert, he wasn't really the starter going into week one. So that's the difference. And, you know, he's always been the guy. So he's always had the expectation of playing at that level that we play at. So, you know, I think he's ready for it. I think he's up for the task. And like I said, his confidence is good.
Since he's gotten here, like to lean on the talent around him, how have you noticed from the very beginning to where you're at now, him being able to delegate to you guys and maybe not trying to take on too much on his own, which might have been something he was accustomed to at other
points? Yeah, well, we were just talking last night. He wants to get the ball out of his hands, you know, just get it into our hands, the playmakers, the talent that coach is talking about, and, you know, just let everything happen for itself instead of trying to wait on plays that aren't really there and, you know, try to create your own plays. That's how you fall into mistakes and fall behind the downs and stuff like that. So just try to get us the ball early and let us work.
He goes into scramble mode and his first instinct is I'm still looking to pass. As a receiver, how do you have to, I mean, trying to get open and stay open, how does that change what you have to do in that moment?
I mean, you just stay alive. You know, at any time he can roll out and make a pass. And, you know, that's kind of when he's at his best, when he's off schedule, throwing those crazy passes off one leg, you know, turning around and stuff. So you just got to stay alive and, you know, just expect it.
I love the whole concept of I just want to get the ball out of my hands. Like, let's not play around. We got guys that can make plays. Get them the ball and let them make plays.
Run X glance.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Now there's your Aaron Rodgers play.
Yep.
That's the play as a Bears fan that you dread.
You can always see it coming.
All right, 3rd and 8. You're like, okay, we got a negative play, got a little stop there, made the tackle first try. Okay, 3rd and 8. Now. And then you're going, oh, not the slant.
Oh, no, and then it's you look at the top of the screen. Oh, the corner's playing too far off. Oh, God, Devontae's going to, yep. There it is, first down.
I almost swore
every
time, but that it is right, and it's usually from the top of your screen moving. You're like, of course,
he hits that for 9 yards on 3rd and 8,
and he's wide open because all he does is angle his free release, and he's got the defender shielded off, and it's wait, hitch, bang. God, darn it!
Yeah,
again.
Maybe the Bears will be doing that to other people. There's DJ Moore. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention DJ Moore. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's really good at football.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good,
He's
too.
Another one of their guys that are really good at football.
Yeah.
And they got locked up for a long time.
All right, well, we got the answer yesterday. We were speculating about Justin Steele. and about what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And we're sort of debating our level of worry.
I think we had talked ourselves into being like, this is not good from how they were describing things or not describing things.
Well, once we triangulated everything, it all sort of ended up in probably not great. And indeed, he went on the injury list. Let's hear some of those explanations and try to figure out where that stands next on the Score.
Uh-oh! You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic.
Well, that's what Charge told us to do. Hey, Matt Spiegel and Eddie from Barstool will be live from Rally House in Wrigleyville today from 2 to 6 p.m. Stop by to enter for the chance to win prizes and shop the best team gear selection in Chicago. Join 670 The Score at Rally House in Wrigleyville for the afternoon show today from 2 to 6 p.m. or shop 10 Chicago area Rally House locations and online at rallyhouse.com.
I was in the hallway and one of the promos came on for the remote. And Porth was walking in with some ranch, and he said, have you ever been to Rally House? I was like, no. He's like, it's awesome.
Really?
Like, it's more awesome than you would ever believe. I was like, really? I was like, okay, that should be a fun remote then.
Okay.
He was walking in with ranch? Just ranch? Ranch dressing and that's that?
I guess he had forgotten that he had some ranch, and he went and found it.
Okay. I almost did it for my High Noon story today.
Follow Porth into the kitchen to find ranch?
No, there was a guy in Michigan who entered a bar's contest to drink 24 ounces of ranch dressing to win free wings.
Is it really worth it?
It's not.
Oh,
not one bit.
24 ounces of free wings.
This guy.
Oh, with the salsa?
This one.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about this.
Was it ghost pepper salsa?
Studs, what kind of salsa did you bring in for us?
I made ghost pepper salsa last night. Never made salsa before, but my father-in-law, future father-in-law, every year grows a bunch of vegetables in his backyard, and he always has just a ton of tomatoes. So every week we go over there and I grab a bunch. He also grew ghost peppers this year for some reason. And then some other various peppers, like the standard stuff.
Red hot chili.
Yeah, the red hot chili peppers are also in there. So I took some of the regular peppers and a bunch of the tomatoes, and I threw a ghost pepper in there and whipped it all together and added some seasoning. Didn't have any cilantro, which was disappointing.
Now, Dan, you're going to try it.
I'm going to touch the tip of my pinky to it and touch it to my tongue. So that's as far as I'm going to go.
I think you can do a small spoonful.
No, I don't care what you think I can do. I'm telling you what you
bring
I'm going to do.
Did you bring any tortilla chips?
No, I forgot that part.
All right, I'm going to grab some. I'm going to try it, too. I love spicy food, and through the years, I haven't been able to eat the same amount and same level of spicy food.
That's old age, man. I know. It catches up.
But I'm going to find some Pepto around here somewhere and pre-Pepto myself and go ahead and try this salsa. I'm excited.
I'm just going to choose not to.
That's smart. Yeah. You are the smartest one.
You've got medical reasons.
Yeah.
Definitely not a good idea for Lawrence.
But also, it's just kind of crazy.
Well, I'll say this. Like, it turned out less hot than I thought it would. And it's like the heat is there. It's definitely noticeable, but it's
the
not
heat
like
it's is,
not,
it's on the street
there.
But there's something very important about what Studs is saying right now.
It's not like overbearing. Like it's you notice it, but it doesn't like choke you. It didn't give me the hiccups.
Okay. But Studs is a heat guy. He likes the heat.
That's one of the things where it's so funny. I was actually having this conversation with a friend of mine about the idea of. When did heat replace flavor?
See, now that's the thing.
It doesn't. Heat, properly managed, heat is flavor.
See, yeah, it doesn't like overwhelm your senses. Like you can taste the salsa. Like you can taste the other ingredients that are in there. It's not like, oh God, this is just hot and it's miserable. It's not like
stupid
that.
Stupid is still stupid. But do you remember Terry and I did a remote in Wrigleyville at that Sheffield, whatever. It's been a million different things. Now it's like a golf simulator place. It was the Starbucks.
Is it Topgolf?
It was Harry Carey's at one point. You remember that? And we were, I don't know what the iteration was when he and I were doing the show there. And this was the big ghost pepper wing craze. And this guy, tough guy, was in there. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get the ghost pepper wings. And she walks out. The server walks out of the swinging kitchen door.
With a mask on.
With the wings. And the moment she walked in, the entire room went, oh, like we'd been sprayed.
Yeah.
And he sets it in front of this guy. My eyes are watering 10 feet away. And he's like, I got this.
You ain't got it.
And Terry's like, okay, buddy, we'll see if you got it. And it's during a commercial. And he ate one wing and left. He ate one wing.
Because then you're at DEF CON. Like
he's like, I got to get out of here.
The DEF CON warning is just like.
And seriously, he had to sign a bunch of things beforehand. A bunch of waivers.
Have you guys ever seen the video of Shaq? With a ghost pepper chip. It's one of my favorite things.
Yes, because, I have.
You know, Shaq's like a big, tough guy, right? And he's like, it's nothing to me. And then you see his face, and he's like, oh. Ah.
Hello.
Ah.
I will also say, Dan, you should use a spoon, because it just in case the oil gets inside your fingernail.
I know, and then I touch my nutsack, and my day's ruined.
Hey, man. We're not doing that. Come on. Here?
You can't say that.
I can't say that?
No.
No. Oh.
Okay. Sorry. Did you dump that?
Yes.
Oh, damn it. All right. So let's hear Craig Counsell then.
Are you serious right now?
If I'm not allowed to talk, then yeah, it's a 1 minute thing. We got time.
We have 1 minute.
We have 1 minute. Craig Counsell on putting Justin Steele on the injured list.
We were kind of debating whether we thought just skip a start was a possibility after 24 more 24 additional hours, don't think that's a good idea. So we put him on the IL, and we're hopeful, and Justin's hopeful that if he feels better rather quickly here, that we can make this be a minimum stay, and that's the hope right now and the goal right now, and we'll work towards that.
So what went into the decision when you say we decided it wasn't smart? What changed?
Yeah, I mean, just the fact he just had symptoms today, and so wasn't ready to throw today, essentially.
Did the second MRI come back similar?
We don't have results on that. It's not a second MRI. It's just a second look.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great. I feel bad for Justin Steele.
Yeah,
that's too bad. And they'll definitely need him, but the odds are against them. May the odds ever be in your favor. When we come back, guess who got a one-on-one conversation with Caleb Williams?
Who?
Our next guest, Jason Leisure. Perfect. He'll talk to us about it next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.